We are in a stretch of fine springtime weather across the Northeast. For many of us, it seemed that spring was pretty slow to get going, but now it's in full bloom with mild days and cool nights. The stretch of dry weather will continue as well. There is the small chance of a late shower following the warmest day of the stretch tomorrow. We'll see temperatures knock down a little bit as we work into Friday and through the weekend. For now, it's a beautiful late Wednesday afternoon with bright sunshine across the region. For most of us, temperatures have come up into the 70s this afternoon. For tonight, we'll have high pressure in control. The sky will be mainly clear, and temperatures will cool off rather quickly. So if you do have plans that will keep you out past, say, about 9 or 10 o'clock, you'll probably want to have a jacket handy. Overnight temperatures will settle back into the 30s and 40s. It may hover close to 50 right around Lake Champlain. During the day tomorrow, we'll start off with sunshine. As we work through the day, temperatures are really going to warm up. I expect highs in the 70s region-wide tomorrow. There's even the chance that some spots could reach 80 degrees tomorrow afternoon. The last time Albany hit 80 was on September 14th. By later tomorrow, we'll see a front come in from the east. It's what the Weather Service is terming a side door cold front coming in directly from the east. That might trigger a shower, especially in eastern areas late tomorrow into tomorrow night. But for most of us, this is going to be a dry frontal passage. As the front sweeps across the region tomorrow night, we'll see cooler air arrive. So by Friday, we're expecting temperatures to be in the 60s to right around 70 degrees. However, it should be a bright day, so it's going to be very, very pleasant. And the pleasant weather continues into Saturday as temperatures begin to come back up a little bit. Now, with this dry stretch of weather, certainly there is some concern about brush fires, and that is going to be at least an issue for us in the coming days. The good news, though, is that there's not a big wind storm in the forecast or any significant wind, and typically a wind is one of those ingredients that helps to spread brush fires, so at least we can balance it out a little bit, but keep in mind that the ground is dry and it will continue to dry out over the next few days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear, low 38 to 48. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a late shower, warm, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly clear, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warm, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a late shower, warm, high in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a late shower, warm, high in the 70s to around 80. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny, a bit cooler, with highs in the 60s to around 70, and mostly sunny and pleasant on Saturday, high 68 to 74. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.